Hey, we're back on with Jason Granke from Ridgeview Resort on Portage Lake. What is it, just north of Chassel there? Is that right?
That is correct, about 2 miles.
And I know you guide for Trophy Northern Pike. We've been talking a lot about it on the show last week and this week. You got a 41-incher on Saturday. We also talked about how to cook pike. So if you haven't heard that part of the interview, I definitely recommend that. And I actually threw that recommendation out to you to do a fish cleaning video about how to do a 5-part fillet on pike. And I hope you go through with that, man. I'd love to put that up on our Facebook page.
Definitely. I will do so.
I think you have a great idea as far as how to cook them as well and how to chase them. You're just the pike guru, and I'm going to you for that stuff from now on. So let's talk a little bit about walleye and crappie, though, which I know you've been getting reports and talking to other fishermen. There's just no way you're on the water every day without getting those reports. So let's start with the walleye. How are they doing out at the humps, or is there any place else, any structure that they should be looking for on Portage Lake?
So the walleye this year have started out really strong. I got a couple friends that are out, you know, fishing almost every day for these walleye, and they're catching a lot of numbers and a lot of size. And it's not just on the humps, although that's the more traditional place just because they're stacked up there a lot more. But, you know, it's similar to pike fishing. You know, find the bait fish, find the drop-offs. And the difference with the walleye, they're jigging them. You know, they're using rattle jigs or something like that, trying to attract these walleye. And the size that they're getting right now, I'm hearing a lot of 26 to 28-inch walleye that they're catching.
So are you hearing about anything working better than another for them, though? I mean, you mentioned jigging, you know, rattle spoons or something like that. But anything like a live bait or how to set a tip up or depth of water?
Nothing that's really been consistent as far as, you know, one's working better than the other. The people that I'm talking to, they're very traditional. A lot of times they'll use a small minnow, jig that. One other guy that I know, he believes in never putting bait on, just jigging a regular spoon, and he says that works great. So it's kind of like anything else. It's just trial and error, but right now these fish, they're catching them pretty consistently.
We're talking with Jason Granke from Ridgeview Resort on Portage Lake, Pro Trophy Pike Guide. And we're actually doing a little report now on walleye, and I'd like to move to crappie, which I don't even know if a lot of people realize that Chassel Bay is one of the destination spots in the UP to catch trophy crappie. And I'd like to get your take on that and what you've been hearing.
Definitely. This lake, if you're after crappie, I have never seen a fishery with the crappie that we have in this lake. It's just unbelievable once they start stacking up. And we're getting close to that. People are catching them in numbers. But as the season goes later on, they really start stacking up, especially in Pike Way. And the trick there is you want to find, you know, the deepest water you can. There's one really good hole out there that if you can find it, it's the deepest spot in the bay. And there you're just jigging little minnows. And these schools of crappie, when they come in just ferocious. It's like a school of piranhas. They come in ready to eat. And you'll pick up, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them at once. And it's not that uncommon to get 10, 11, 12-inch crappies. They make a good meal.
You ever hear anything about waxies working better than minnows on Portage?
On this lake, I've never heard waxies doing really good. Minnows typically outfish the waxies.
And the other thing is, you know, electronics are such a game changer for any type of fishing. But specifically with fish that you tend to target being suspended. I mean, for instance, most people fish crappie about 15 feet off the bottom, sometimes more than that. Would you say it's the same game on Portage Lake as well?
Exactly. These electronics, they've come so far and revolutionized the way we fish. You know, beforehand, you just threw something down there and hope you got lucky. Now you're watching your Vexilars or your hummingbirds or whatever you're using. You can see what depth these fish are coming through. You adjust accordingly. And, you know, the better you get at watching these things, you see your movement, your presentation, and what these fish are doing. One thing I always like to tell people, you know, when you're jigging, before you just go at it, put that jig foot or so down in a hole and watch what it does. Watch what your jig is doing. Watch what the presentation is doing and learn, you know, more of the movement and stuff. It's not just a simple up, down, up, down. You got to work it. You got to finesse it. And it's all tailoring it to the approach. If one thing's not working, maybe you slow down a little bit. If that's not working, maybe you speed it up a little bit. But it's all, you know, watch what it's doing and then use your electronics. Find out what depth the fish are at. And that's where you go.
Jason Granke from Ridgeview Resort on Portage Lake. And I appreciate more of your time. And Jason, I'm actually really anxious to get a hold of you again next week and maybe dive a little more into your techniques for pike for those that might want to chase some trophies on their local waters, wherever they might be in the UP. So I look forward to hopefully talking to you next week. Thank you.
Definitely. It was always fun.
In the meantime, check out Ridgeview Resort UP on social media. And this is The Outdoor Show.